following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Your pistons are metal. Your cylinders are metal. Your crankshaft is metal. Your engine is made of metal. Yet some oil filters use end caps made of cardboard. Purolator oil filters use end caps made of metal. For better engine protection. So keep it pure with Purolator. Look for Purolator filters at Advance Auto Parts, Meijer, Pep Boys, Walmart, and other fine retailers.
Hi, it's the Herd. Some of us were hooked on baseball the moment we put on a glove. Others, watching a game for the first time with our dad. However you came to your love of baseball, chances are, when you want seats, you do what most fans do, head to StubHub. That's because you know StubHub is hands down the easiest way to get access to the best seats. You know it, I know it. Baseball fans everywhere know it. So if you haven't yet, head to StubHub today to score your seat for the start of another amazing season.
StubHub! It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this rainy Wednesday as we transition from the winter sports season into the spring sports season. Basketball wrapped up last night. The NBA, it goes on until football. So now we move into the opening day of baseball tonight here on ESPN, the world champion Cardinals and the Miami Marlins. And then the Masters tomorrow, the Frozen Four basketball. We'll talk about that as well. Coming up, Holly Carnes in our next segment, UNK softball coach with our Loper Link. They got rained out today at Northwest Missouri State, so they don't have to play a 14-game road trip. It's just a 12. And we'll talk Loper sports coming up in our next segment. In the second half of the show, Alex Myers from Golf Digest will chat with us about the Masters and who he likes this week at Augusta.
Douglas, last night's women's basketball championship, much is being made this morning over the coach at Notre Dame saying that she plays like a boy, and everybody's blowing this up. He intended no ill will towards Brittany Griner. All he meant by that statement was she's different.
All she meant by that statement was
she's different. She's a different player. She's a Shaquille O'Neal. She's transcended their sport to somewhere it's never been before. She just makes the whole deal different, is all she was saying. It's nothing that should be national news that she was one of the people yelling things at Brittany Griner, of something that Brittany Griner goes through every time she's on the road. Everybody wants to make this out. Three of the things on MSN Sports website were about the one comment today. It's like, shouldn't you be celebrating Baylor's 40-win season in a terrific basketball, women's basketball tournament? She transcended their sport. No one, whether it's Wilt Chamberlain or whether it's Oscar Robertson, whoever did that first for the men, well, Brittany Griner's the first person ever to do that for the women's game. Ever. At 6'8". To do what she is, to have an impact on the game, and you can go back to people say Holdscott. No one's ever been 6'8", been able to dunk multiple times throughout the year and do what she's done. I think Baylor had a great season. Congratulations, Lady Bears. I mean, I just think so much is being made over this deal. It need not be. Calm down. I mean, congratulations, Baylor. Great season. What were they ahead by Notre Dame in the first game, Irish Can? 19. What did the game end up last night? 19. Wasn't that close. Baylor was a better team. Baylor just took care of business.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And if you'd like to comment on that or anything else going on in the world of sports, Debt Popper Inbox, you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I guess just to, I saw that, and my take on it is that that's just bad journalism. It's bad broadcasting. It's bad media. I mean, that's why that's even brought up, and I guess you wanted to bring it up. I don't know why ESPN thought that was a big deal. I don't know who the person was that thought that was something to run with. Bye, gone. I mean, why? It just... rookies or uneducated or whoever was thinking that was some kind of a big deal to then fire it back at Brittany Griner. Muffet McGraw called you a man. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. It was just...
But instead of talking about Baylor and the season they had and the women's sport having one of the truly great players that's ever played their game, And positive things coming about it. It's all negative talk this morning. No one's talking about 80-61 Baylor women win. They're all talking about this one statement the coach made, which was intended as a very, very positive.
Different. Who is all? Because I listened as much as I could this morning, and I didn't hear it brought up. I saw it on ESPN.com.
I'm saying when I get on MSN and three of the things are about that one comment on the sports deal out of six or seven or however many they put up there, I think that's a big deal being made about it. When you go to MSN's home website this morning, there were three things about that. And if you click on one of them, it takes you to three other articles about it.
Well, there you go. Notre Dame falls last night. They hung as long as they could. 4-point game midway through the second half, and then Baylor went on a monster run. And the next thing you know, they're up by 23. And Griner had 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks in the contest. Also, since yesterday, one of the names, one of those long bombers, Dustin Johnson, out of the Masters.
Yeah, got a back injury, and nobody knows really how severe it is. Said it was a tweak, whatever that means, but he's unable to go in one of the biggest tournaments of the year.
Reportedly lifting a jet ski out of the water, or into the water, as the case may be, whichever way it was.
Yeah, whatever. He's not at Augusta, so you know what? He's one of those guys when you talk about, he's proved he can win early in the year. He's done great things later in the year. So a lot of people talking about him and thinking he had a shot in this thing. He is gone.
Nebraska basketball continues to add to its staff. Tim Miles has picked up another youngster. 31-year-old Ben Johnson is the newest assistant coach. He's been around. He went to Northwestern, left there, transferred to Minnesota, and then was a grad assistant at Dayton, went to Texas Pan American, and the last 4 years he's been at Northern Iowa, so he was on the staff when they upset Kansas a couple of years ago in the second round of the NCAA tournament. He joins Ron Coleman on the staff, so that means there's one more full-time assistant opening. And he may be bringing somebody else from Colorado State, depending on who they hire as the head coach at Colorado State. Craig Smith, his former assistant, is the interim coach there. He's trying to get the head job. He may come here if he doesn't get that job. So we'll see what happens.
Well, sounds like a young guy. Hopefully he's got some ties for the recruiting. These guys are instrumental. Either your head coach is a major recruiter and got the ends with him, or these assistant coaches do. You hope by hiring these people. Looks like he went outside the box and maybe got a young guy that hopefully has some ties.
And a couple of the Huskers leave. Mike Fox, the walk-on, shouldn't probably been playing very many minutes, but had to. He's trying to finish up his education. If he does his student teaching this fall, he can get done a semester early. He's going to do that. Jorge Brian Diaz, who was supposed to be a big thing, if he'd have been healthy, could have been the 26th Husker to score 1,000 points in his career. All those foot injuries, as the article says from Lee Barfnick today, he's been through all kinds of things. First, hard time just getting into school. Then when he got in, they decided to redshirt him. Then when he started to play, he had a family member pass away. He went back to Puerto Rico for the funeral and was just never really the same when he came back from that. And now they think he'll go back to Puerto Rico and pursue professional opportunities, whatever those may be in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, first he's got to get healthy. His feet have been terrible, for the last year. He never has been able to practice fully and get out on the floor fully for a year and a half. So that was one of those disappointing things for Doc, because I think Doc thought he could be a good player. When you're never healthy, you never know that.
Well, he ended up being one of those guys Nebraska needed this year to play and didn't get. And it'll be interesting. It'll be one of those things that somewhere along the line, someone will check out Jorge Brian Diaz to see what he is doing and see if, Lord, it's a miracle. He's healthy. Oh, my. What? You didn't have major surgery, but you did heal? Or he's just done.
Yeah.
I think there's still some of that out there. How injured is he? And how will he ever get to play again? Which side is it? I know there's people out there think that he was just saying, I don't want to play here anymore, so my feet hurt. Or my feet really do hurt, and Doc Sadler stuck up for him the whole time. We don't know. I don't know. I have no one side of the issue here or another. I hope he does get healthy and move on. Why would you wish ill will upon a person?
Doug, we're baseball's getting started. The boys of summer. The Royals, if you're a Royals fan out there, driving through somewhere, may want to pick up a USA Today. Great article about Eric Hosmer in there today. Only person in Major League Baseball to have more RBIs than games played. 29 RBIs this spring on 26 games played. Like Jeff says, well, you know, that's spring training baseball. They don't carry over to the summer, so I have to get it started. But some good things about him, and then they've got inside the division a little write-up about the Royals and what they're doing there. So kind of interesting if you're a Royals fan.
How is... I got a question for you. Tonight, the Major League season starts, okay? They had the Oakland-Seattle thing in Tokyo last week. Fine. Whatever. If you want to do that, fine. There are a ton of exhibition games today. Why? Why do you need one more exhibition game today? What that really is going to make a difference on who makes your roster and doesn't? Baseball starts today. If there's one game, let it be one game. I don't understand how you're going to have – the Royals are at the Padres. They're going to be playing an exhibition game tonight after basically this game between the Marlins and Cardinals is over.
Seems like
what sense does that make? Now, I know the Royals don't play till Friday, but really? How important is it? I mean, really? Really?
I think it'd be nice to if that was your job and that's what you were doing – now, the Royals start on the road on the West Coast swing. Wouldn't it be nice to have a day and a half in Kansas City to maybe the higher-ups guys have all their bills paid and they all go one place and somebody does all that for you. But just to get things in order when you're going to be gone 112 days out of the next 180 days, go home a couple of days. I think you're right. Take a little bit of a break. You've been there since the 1st of February doing what you've got to do to get ready for the season.
Well, I don't see it that way because that's not the way it is in any other sport. If you have a home game, then you're home. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but my point is, what possible good is playing these exhibition games to do for anybody?
No, they know who's going to start on the opening day. They know the lineup. The lineup cards have been filled out for...
There is no starter going to be in a lineup today.
No.
Why would you risk injury? You got to throw a pitcher out there. It befuddles me. It befuddles me. Why? I mean, baseball starts today. Let's let it start today.
Fair. Yeah, let them have the stage. If there's that one game, let it be a big deal for opening day of baseball.
And dear Major League Baseball, I know you had your reasons for moving it to now. I'm sorry. You're going to be overshadowed. Now, maybe that's just a thing about not being in a big city. If you're in New York, you probably care more about the Yankees and the Mets opening than who's teeing it up in the Masters Golf Tournament, because you don't have anybody from New York playing in the Masters Golf Tournament. But if you're not in the home of a – I mean, why would you knock heads with something? Maybe it's not that big a deal. I don't know. It seemed like Sunday night was perfect. Get it going next week. Let's go.
What's a bigger deal, as you're saying, for the overall sports fan? And I'm a crazy sports fan. What do I want more?
I can
watch Masters or watch baseball?
I can understand on Friday You think, okay, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You don't have to take off work at 3 in the afternoon. It's going to be a lot easier to sell out these venues. Although I've never really seen a venue have problems selling out on opening day. Maybe the next day, but not on opening day.
No, I got to be in attendance in Florida at the Trop at Tropicana Field. 42,000 opening day. The next day, about 12,000, I think.
Yeah.
But opening day, you've got your sellouts.
Your thoughts? We'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the NetPopper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We will make our Masters selections, maybe. Tomorrow, we have to make our Major League Baseball picks. We'll do that on the show. Jack Dom, head baseball coach at Iowa, joins us on tomorrow's show as well. When we come back, our Loper link, Holly Carnes, will join us, talk Loper softball, and we'll fill you in on what else is going on at UNK right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Picture this. You're on your way home after work. You check your iPhone. You see an urgent request that needs immediate attention. Don't hassle with going back to your office to log on to your computer. Forget it. I got a better way. Use Citrix's new Go to My PC app for the iPhone. It's like having your work computer in your pocket. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere with Go to My PC app for iPhone. You can edit PowerPoints, update spreadsheets, work on any file right from your iPhone. How sweet is that? You can log on to your Mac or PC with Go to My PC app for iPad, too. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial. 45 days free just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin, then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, the promo code is Colin. If you're on your way home from work and get an urgent message, don't go back to work. It's GoToMyPC app for your iPhone.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
You wouldn't think we could combine a violent, fast-paced sport like the Masters with the solitude and grace of college hockey's Frozen Four National Championship.
Thanks, Elin Nordegren.
Someone's going to get hurt.
But we can and do this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hear the Masters hole-by-hole coverage. Chapped off by Boston College and Minnesota on Friday. And the NCAA Men's Hockey Championship on Saturday. Where you hear champions crowned in every major sport. It's Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
As cloudy conditions continue through the day today, we'll also see some scattered shower activity around the area with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds out of the northeast will stay from around 10 to 20. For tonight, we'll see lingering clouds and a low at 46. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking with Alex Myers from Golf Digest. He's going to join us in the second half of the program today. Do you have a futures baseball ticket yet?
Not.
Oh, okay.
Not. Nothing. I mean, if I did, it would be a shooter, like, you know, I mean, like the Royals or the Marlins or somebody from outside the box. I don't want to do the 6-8-1 deal, you know, one deal that people are going to be in the playoffs. Why would I want something to root for when somebody was actually in the playoffs? That would be no fun.
Well, no matter what you're watching, where you're watching it, I know where you can root for it and enjoy a frosty beverage and, of course, it's the coldest beer in town and a great meal.
Cunningham's, they're waiting for you. The new expanded menu, they're open for lunch. You've already had that bologna sandwich and that little cup of pudding four times. You brought your lunch all week. Get out. Enjoy Cunningham's new menu. Doug and I like the Journal Bites. Love the Husker ribs. Try any of the burgers. They're great. Last week, I've been on the Philly sandwich wrap. They've got it all. Cunningham's Journal. Try the pizzas as well. Cunningham's Journal is located downtown. The loft's going on late at night above them. The courtyard's open now that the weather.
Probably don't want to be out there today, though.
No, but when we were down there last week, or Monday, actually, before the game, there was a line out that, you know, people are enjoying the weather. Get out and check them out. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. It's a place to be for all your lunch needs, for all your sports needs as well. Plus, like Doug said, the coldest draft beer in town. They're located on 23rd Street on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, Cunningham's.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line, see what's going on. Good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's going on?
You know, you're talking about how, you know, you don't understand why there's an exposition game before the opening season and all that. And I just got two words for you, Bud Selig. Is it the same guy that wants the World Series to be dependent on the, you know, All-Star game? Same guy that sent us over to Tokyo 1 week before opening season to start opening season, and nobody but people who wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning know about. And even then, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I didn't even know they were starting it last week until, hey, by the way, it's you know, opening season's now 1 week early, but it's not going to count. So that's all I got for you. It's crazy, but D-League, he's got some special ideas, and I'll hang up a
little bit. He's hanging on because they keep paying him. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Yeah, I get what he's saying about Bud Selig, but how does it benefit baseball for having this extra day? It's not like you're making money.
You wouldn't think so. Now, the deal with Japan is obviously, much like the NBA, they're trying to put the global market and all that involved. So they try and get the, you know, with Japanese stars emerging, they want the Japanese people to follow the sport. But there's the money deal there. By sending the deal to Tokyo, they're trying to capitalize on the people overseas.
I'm Loper Lake on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. You're out in the field. Well, unless it got a little soggy here in the last day and a half. But don't worry, if you break down with tire problems, they're right there for you. No more downtime with their on-the-farm tire service at Garrett. And time to talk now with Holly Carnes, head softball coach at UNK, coming off a good weekend. And Coach, always nice to pick up some wins. You got the job done against Black Hills. I know they're not a top 20 team in the country, but you're trying to find your way with your team, and you went in and took care of business at their place as you continue to play on the road. I'm surprised you're even here in Kearney. Thanks, man.
No kidding. Who set up that schedule? You know, actually, Black Hills they were a little scrappy, and they have a pretty nice little pitcher that threw a pretty good rise ball. But we saw her three times in a row, so you know, if we can't adjust to that, then we're in trouble. But, yeah, we took care of business this week, and it was nice for the kids' confidence.
Allie Seeberger kind of headlines the group. Anytime in softball, when you're hitting over 400, that's an amazing statistic, especially day in and day out, the pitchers you guys see.
Right. Allie's really stepped it up. You know, she's a kid from Lexington, Nebraska that has learned a lot and has turned into a very good player for us, and she's a great second baseman. Hopefully she'll get some all-conference honors. And, you know, I was hoping that maybe she'd get player of the week, but that just didn't happen in the RMAC. And I don't know if it's just because we're leaving or what, but, yeah it's kind of bummed.
What did you hit in college?
What did I hit?
Over 400?
Oh, I was about a 350 hitter.
That's what I thought. If she hits better
lifetime
than the coach, you got to leave her alone. Just do what you're doing, Allie. You're fine. Keep it
That's
going.
That's exactly right.
How have things come along, especially on this long road trip, 14 in a row if you get to finish things up with Northwest today? And rain, we'll talk about that in case you guys get postponed. But how's the team been handling this long road stretch?
You know, they're good. They're good kids. They don't really say a whole heck of a lot. We just go out and plug away. We're just road warriors, and, I mean, that's nothing new. You know, it'll be different when we go to this other conference, but we're used to this stuff. So we're a little beat up. We've got a few injuries. We've got a pitcher that we can really just throw in conference games because we don't want to waste her, you know, on the non-conference stuff. But we're holding it together.
How is the conference right now? As it's played out through the first few games for everybody? Are there any surprises out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, number one's Fort Lewis, and I think they were picked, like, maybe if not last in the conference. So they're out there hitting the ball. Really no big-time pitching going on. Mine's pitcher's pretty decent, but she started out pretty slow. Mesa's up there. Highland started out hot, and I thought, wow, maybe they'd show up, but they're back down there a little bit. And Western lost their starting pitcher, so they've lost a few games here and there. So it's up for the taking. Pueblo's pretty decent this year. Again, they had a kid come back, a pitcher that was out for the whole season last year, so she's done pretty well for them, too.
You expected Seaberger to hit the home run. She's got eight, but you've also got three other girls with six, so you got a little pop throughout the lineup.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's contagious when we start all rallying. And I'll tell you what, the one kid that's really stepped it up this year is Austin Wilson. That kid, if my life is on the line, I want her right next to me, ready to battle. Because that kid, when there's runners in scoring position, she's going to come through. She has that mindset. And like I was telling you guys, that Mallory Noakes, our little shortstop, she's done a great job for a freshman. I mean, she's a great little player for us. So, excited.
Well, again, Holly Carnes is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You were fired up at the beginning of the season, and again, you're pleased with where you're at right now. I mean, everybody wants a couple more wins, but...
Exactly. And like I said, if we play, you know, better defense in some games, I mean, we're right there. We've lost a lot of games just by one run. So, I mean, it's not like we're getting blown out, you know, like we did a little bit last year.
Are those even out? Are you winning some by one?
Now we are, yeah. We're stepping it up. These girls want to give me a heart attack. They hit in the seventh inning. I mean, that's what happened at Black Hills that first game. I thought, oh, great, here we go. And then what do you know? We beat them in the seventh inning. So, I mean, these girls definitely battle and they don't die.
Shadron State comes in this weekend. You finally get back home. You get the games in Friday, Saturday. Then you have some Easter ham or whatever it is that they have.
Prime rib, baby.
Oh, there you go. Direct from Travis.
Lovey doesn't mess around.
Hall, what about Shadron? That always seems to have a little extra.
Right. You know what? They don't have the Kearney kids on their team this year that like to kind of put it to us. But on paper, we look just about exactly the same. And they just had a big split with Mesa State. So they're going to come in with some confidence. They've got some pretty good hitters, and yeah, the pitching's keeping them in the game. So it'll be a dogfight, as usual. So hopefully we'll come out on top.
You're better than last year.
You're improving. Yeah. I mean, we lose one huge player, you know, Cassie Keck. But, you know, all the other kids have stepped up and done a great job, and our pitching's better. I mean, we have more options to go to pitchers, so that's been nice.
And even though Becky's been banged up a little bit, you can kind of tell the difference when you go into a four-game series and the same kid pitches in all four games or a majority of them, or if you can mix two or three.
Right.
Where are you at?
Well, we've got Kirstie Hyatt, who's, you know, she may be, after this year, leading in appearances. She's pitched about 400 innings for us. So we know that she's always going to show up, Kirstie is. And then Becky's just struggled with some injuries. But I tell you what, she's thrown the best that she's thrown. So that's nice to have those two kids. And then we've got Bailey Backus, who's coming off of an injury that we've given a few innings, and then Taryn Trosper, and they're both drop ball pitchers, so they complement each other well.
I think you maybe hurt her other shoulder. Maybe she pitched even better.
Maybe.
Holly Carnes joined the softball coach at UNK. Holly, obviously, you mentioned going in against Shadron. In softball, do different teams, does it look, do you know, shoot, we're gonna have to beat this team 12-8, or it's going to be a 1-0 game? Do you know that or not?
Well, I think that they're going to be close for sure, because they always come to play. So, no, you don't always know that. I think anything can happen. And Black Hill State, the team we played last weekend, has surprised a lot of people. They went in and split with Mesa State. So, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. That's why we play this game.
And
it's crazy.
And Black Hills is only 4-20 in the conference, so good weekend for them. How's it been on this? We've been asking all the coaches, how's it been when you make this last trip, especially on the road? How are you getting treated? Is there a little extra? Do you hear anything? I know there's not 5,000 people there like a football game, but how's it been so far?
Yeah, you're hearing a lot, you know. And then our last road trip actually is to Mesa State. And the Mesa State coach, Chris Mort's, going to retire. So that's going to be a huge weekend. And then we're going to also do
Thanks for that. Thanks for saving that for us.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're doing the Swing for Life. So we've raised some money to participate in their Swing for Life for cancer. So we're all going to be wearing different jerseys. So it's going to actually be an amazing weekend, I think, you know, and one of my old teammates is an assistant coach there, so it's going to be really cool.
Recruiting right now?
Oh, we're about done recruiting. We might go look for some junior college kids here, maybe two, but we're pretty much done. We've signed seven.
What are we looking for?
Maybe a midfielder and a pitcher, possibly.
Always looking for pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking for
pitchers.
We
could use an outfielder, too. I mean, we have this Mackenzie Tomlin went down, and she's a tremendous outfielder, but we'll see where we're at.
Might go to Australia and look for one. I hear New Zealand, those fast pitch guys are pretty good. Maybe they got a sister or something.
They might. I'd like to know that for sure.
Well, they're coming off 14 games on the road. They're coming off 4-game sweep of Black Hills State over the weekend. They're coming home. If you're coming back into Kearney or you're hanging out here for Easter, swing on out to Dryden and watch some Loper softball. It's always fun, and they're always making a lot of noise, having fun out there.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys heard about the letter to the editor, the type of kids we have on our team. Some of our kids went to old Chicago and ate.
Paid for a meal.
Yeah, and paid for a fella's meal, and come to find out this guy's wife had died like 4 weeks ago, and changed his life, he said, and he wrote a letter to the editor. So, you know, I'm pretty blessed to have the kids that we have.
Well, they have a lot of those, and congratulations for that, first off. But a lot of good kids at UNK, mm-hmm. and that's why they're playing Division II sports, whatever it is. They're there, and they're doing a great job. And, Holly, let's get some more wins this weekend and take care of that nasty shattering.
That's right. Go Lopers.
Loper softball, once they get those fields dried out, Friday and Saturday against Shadron State. Today's games down at Northwest Missouri State obviously have been canceled. As far as the baseball team, they head out to Colorado Mesa for a series that begins tomorrow and runs through Saturday. 4-game series against the leader in the league. The UNK men's golf team has really improved. They have won 4 matches during this academic year, 3 in a row. They won the Wayne State invite, which is a pretty big deal because some of the top teams in the Northern Sun, which are in their region, it all kind of comes around to postseason and how they can do, and they will close out the regular season, I can't believe that already, in Topeka, Kansas next week. We had Coach Lydia on here last week to talk about that. Also, the 12th Annual Midwest Classic Youth Wrestling Tournament is this Friday and Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. The event draws thousands of wrestlers from around the U.S. and helps raise funds for the UNK wrestling program. They'll be anywhere from Georgia to New Jersey and everywhere around the country, and it starts at 9 a.m. both Friday and Saturday out at the Exposition Center at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, helping out Loper Wrestling. Track and field team won 12 events at the Hastings Bronco Relays last weekend. Jenna Isaacson and Alan Osborne broke their own school records, and the Loper men and women each won 6 events. They will be at the Fort Hays State Quad on Saturday. And we mentioned this last week, UNK is 26th in the Learfield Sports Director Cup standings after the winter sports season.
A lot going on for the spring sports season for the Lopers, and for Osborne and Isaacson to break their own records. Osborne's record, I mean, he's up with the top guys of Division I. I mean, when you're doing that, two great, great athletes, that's amazing.
Lopers, also the RMAC, have their academic teams, and for track on the women's side, first team to Jenna Isaacson for UNK, and then 4 members were on the second team, Tabitha Kreitzer, Brooke Harris, Jackie Zemke, and Brittany Weinert, and for the men on the first team, Matt Shipp.
There you go, there's a Bertrand boy.
Graduated from there. Bryson Malberg.
There's an Elwood boy.
First team for those guys. Kyle Glidden is on the second team. And in wrestling, Dalton Jensen and Joey Wilson, unanimous first team selections in wrestling. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Garrett Tire and Treaded Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small, or on-the-farm tire service. They're there for you at Garrett Tire, and by Russ Smith of Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. And we'll be back to talk a little Masters with Alex Myers of Golf Digest here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy conditions continue through the day today, we'll also see some scattered shower activity around the area with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds out of the northeast will stay from around 10 to 20. For tonight, we'll see lingering clouds and a low at 46. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. This Easter weekend, they're there for you at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, both with a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. If you're searching for a car, browse their inventory, or you can just do it online. Maybe you got some folks coming in from out of town for the Easter weekend and they need a new vehicle, can save them a lot of money. Have them check it out. Check out the inventory. Check out everything about each individual car, truck, van, SUV, whatever you're looking for. It is so in-depth at thinkmidway.com. It is their no-hassle zone at thinkmidway.com, and their hassle-free pricing has made them number one, not only by Kearney and the Kearney Hub Reader's Choice Awards, but top volume dealer in the Midwest, and they are here for you. You can't get good by being bad. Is that right?
I would assume that would be the
case. Is that pretty simple? It's a pretty simple philosophy.
Not hard.
That even we can understand. Folks, check it out at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and maybe you just need to get that car taken care of before you go out of town this weekend. In and out in under 30 minutes in the Mopar Quick Lube. That's all going on at the Midway Auto Dealership. We're going to have a little draft, you say?
Well, I think we should, and I think right away, because if you go, okay, whoever gets the first pick is going to take one of three guys. I would assume Woods, McElroy, or Mickelson. Those would be the first three guys in any draft, to go. Normally, I think in this Masters, those would be the three big favorites.
Well, I know our next guest, Alex Myers, we've talked to him already a little bit about loving Tiger Woods and liking him and thinks that he's going to be in the mix again. He likes Tiger. He likes a variety of other players. Now that the rain has come, who knows what that is going to mean?
Alex Myers of GolfDigest.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, I want to ask you, why does Augusta National suit Tiger's game, or why does he play so well every year on that course?
Well, for Tiger in particular, you know, his one biggest flaw throughout his entire career is a little, you know, inaccuracy off the tee. And at Augusta, he can get away with that more than a lot of other courses. The rough isn't as penal. You have to hit it really far right or left to get into any kinds of tree troubles, you know, hitting from the pine straw. And so when he's a little off, he still has a decent lie. He can still, you know, usually hit the green. And from there, he's obviously known as one of the best putters of all time. And at Augusta, you have to putt well on those greens. So definitely sets up well for him. It also has obviously set up well for Phil Mickelson. And as a result, you see those guys in contention every year because it's the one major where you do go back to the same course every year.
Does it? But not all the big hitters do well on this course. Taking a step farther, what else do you have to do? I know Tiger studied this from the time he was old enough to read and look at charts, but why don't some of the other long hitters have the success that Tiger does?
Yeah, it's a good point, and you're right. It's not always a big hitter who wins, taking, you know, Zach Johnson a few years back. The difference is where Phil and Tiger are long, they also have that incredible short game. These greens are so slick at Augusta that, you know, just being a fraction off, you leave yourself a 10-foot par putt instead of a 4-foot par putt. And then those putts, you know, you're constantly putting those because even when you're on the green and two putting for birdie from 20 feet, you're constantly running the ball past 4 or 5 feet and needing to make those comebackers. And those guys throughout the years, you know, of course, neither of them have been putting great the last couple years, but those guys throughout their career have been able to make those putts, whereas some of the longer hitters, you know, haven't had that same touch around those really slick greens.
GolfDigest.com's Alex Myers joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, we've heard in the past about tiger-proofing the course and changing the course to make it more difficult. Are there big changes this year? Are we seeing the old Masters course from last year or the year before?
It's pretty much the same as the last couple years. No major changes. Phil Mickelson a couple weeks ago noted when he went for a practice round that they changed the contours of the fairway in front of the eighth green. So if you're hitting your second shot to that par five, going for the green and two, you might have a better chance of putting it on the green. But even, you know, it seems like it's a minor change. What we did see a few years back was the members at Augusta National decided to set the course back up so that you would see a little better scoring. There was a couple years in a row where Zach Johnson won. I believe he was even par. And, you know, there were a couple years in a row where the scoring was not good. And there was actually kind of an outcry of, you know, we want to see birdies and eagles on the back nine at Augusta. So the last few years, though, that excitement has been restored. And, you know, as evidenced by Charles Schwartzel last year with the 4 straight birdies to close, what an exciting back nine that was. So, yeah, you definitely count on seeing pretty much the same course as you've seen the last few years. And I would say a score that's at least 10 under par gets this thing done.
Zach Johnson, Trevor Immelman, Angel Cabrera, Charles Schwartzel, the Masters is not like it used to be since Tiger quit dominating this event. We do see some people come out of the woodwork, come out of virtually nowhere. Do you got a favorite to come out of nowhere to maybe have a shot this year?
Yeah, it depends what you want to call as a dark horse or a sleeper, but one guy who's kind of on my radar is Bo Van Pelt. He actually leads the tour in the new putting category, the strokes gained putting, and he actually leads by a lot. And again, that's going to be crucial on these greens. He played here last year. He finished tied for eighth, and he'd only played 1 year previously. So he's a guy who, you know, coming off a top 10 last year, and he actually has 4 top 10s already this year on tour, very quietly, obviously, not a big household name. But he's a guy who, if I had to name one sleeper, true sleeper, I would look for him to maybe make a little noise.
Okay, I'm going to come back at you. Say, is there a foreign guy that could emerge in this, a name that we don't recognize or the average golf fan doesn't recognize?
Well, you know, I not to go back to last year, but it is amazing the lack of respect almost that Schwartzel is getting coming in. It's almost as if he's not there. I mean, he did win. He beat an incredible field down the stretch last year, and he did it in spectacular fashion with those 4 birdies. He hasn't done too much since, but he's a guy who's still hanging around the top 10 in the world rankings. And again, I just, you know, he's proven that he can win there. I don't think he's getting enough respect from the fans and the media there.
All right. I'll divulge here right now for the first time who I think it's his time to maybe be there. Your thoughts, and he'll be one of my somewhat long shots. Give me your thoughts on Matt Kuchar. It seemed like it would be his day someday, and it hasn't been since he was an amateur. Your thoughts?
Wow, Matt Kuchar. Yeah, that's right. Who we all remember him as an amateur making some noise, his dad yucking it up, and, yeah, then making a commotion. That was great. Matt Kuchar, he, you know, last year I would have thought he would be one of my favorites. I'm surprised at kind of his lack of production so far this year. That's the only thing that scares me. I think he's cut back on his schedule a bit. I don't think he's playing as much. I'm not sure how sharp he is, but if you had said it last year, I would have said he, you know, has as good of a chance as any, at least to be in contention. We'll see if he's a guy like Steve Stricker. Great career. Will they ever win a major, though, is the question. And, you know, just we'll see. But this, if I had to pick him to win one major, this definitely would be the venue. So, yeah, not a bad pick.
You know what that means is
No way in hell is what that means.
The guy I'm talking, I'm gonna butter the bread of the guy I'm talking to, but I ain't taking him in my room. That's what Alex is saying.
Well, if he wins, you can call me back, and I will apologize to you.
No, hey. Alex, Charles Howell III grew up in the proximity or the area of Augusta National. Any chance there?
You know, I was looking at him for a little bit because last summer he switched to a belly putter, like so many of these guys have. And he played fantastically for a stretch last summer. And he's carried it over into this year. And he's very talented, obviously. He's been around for a while, even though he's only, you know, 31 or so. And, yeah, you have to like that he's a local kid. But his track record at Augusta is actually not that great. He's one of those guys that you'd like to see it. It'd be a really neat story, but I don't know. You got to play the percentages, and when you look at that track record, I just think there's a lot of other guys you'd go with instead.
Alex Myers of Golf Digest, golfdigest.com, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love talking Masters. You could probably bring up 50 individuals. How much, Alex, does the pairings, and I'm looking at them here, Phil Mickelson, Hunter Mahan, right there you could stop, and then Peter Hansen is in there. Love it. Mm. Then you look at Tiger Woods, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and Sangmoon Bae, who did so well in the match play. That looks like three guys that'll never say or look at each other. And, of course, you got the morning and the afternoon, you know, for TV. Phil's in one slot Thursday, you know, and then they'll flip-flop on Friday. How much, and now that you know those two pairings, how much does any of that come into play? Or is it just for the individual guy? Maybe he could get rubbed the wrong way or play with some of his friends.
Yeah, I think it varies based on the player. I don't think it phases Tiger, someone like Tiger one way or another, or even someone like Phil one way or other. Those guys are just, you know, such great players. They've played in so many big events. I think they're focused on their game, especially at a major championship, and they're not going to be affected too much. The one pairing I did hear that people were joking about is that Ben Crane and Kevin Na happened to be paired together, and of course they're two of the infamously slower players on tour, so that was odd that the Masters decided to do that, because you know that's going to provoke a lot of jokes from the media, and we'll see if that group can get off the course before dark. So we'll see.
And there's an open slot before them. There's like a bye. The 12:03. There's nobody there. They go at 12:14.
There we go.
Eastern time.
Alex Myers from GolfDigest.com joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, looks like Rory has put the past at Augusta behind him, really moved forward, got to number one in the world. Now, since LOSAP, nonetheless, still playing very, very good golf. When he gets back to the Masters, is there anxiety with Rory, or is that all done?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. Of course, the fact that he was able to win that U.S. Open right after that really showed a lot that perhaps when he does say it's in the past, he really means it. Of course, right, we won't know till he steps out on that first tee. But I think he's going to be fine. I think he's young enough and good enough that he knows he'll be back in that position again, even if it's not this year. He knows he'll be back in that position again. And when he gets to that point, and it really is that 10th tee on Sunday with the lead, then we'll see if maybe something creeps back in. But I think he should be fine this week. He's playing so well. I think he's top five in 11 of his last 12 worldwide events. And, you know, obviously won a couple weeks ago at the Honda, lost in the match play. I mean, you could go on and on. The guy's in it every week, and it would be surprising if he's not in the top five come Sunday.
last minute with Alex Myers here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, they love to do that all the time on Golf Central and in the morning on Morning Drive. They have their little draft. I'll give you the first pick here. Give me three of them and make sure one of them's outside the top ten. You're filling it out. Who's your three?
Okay. Tiger Woods. You may have heard of him. I really like him. And then I'm actually going to go with Luke Donald. Okay. Because I think, you know, despite that he's number one and so consistent, I don't think people are giving him enough. And then for my outside the top ten, I will go just outside the top ten and take Bill Haas. I think his game sets up well there. I think he's got a new sense of confidence since winning a couple big events in playoffs, no less. You know, he'd had kind of a little problem finishing tournaments, and being able to beat Phil and Keegan Bradley at a playoff this year and to win that FedEx Cup, you know, last year against Mahan in the playoff with the shot out of the water, I think he's got a totally different sense of confidence in these big events.
Let's play a little game here to get you out of here. I'll give you four or five players that we haven't touched on. You tell me front page of the leaderboard Sunday, makes the cut, doesn't make the cut. Sergio Garcia.
Makes the cut.
Lee Westwood.
Front page of the leaderboard.
Bubba Watson.
Makes the cut.
and the young invitee, Yo Ishikawa.
I'm going to say misses the cut.
Okay.
I'm going to miss the cut. I'll go
with you, Matt Kuchar.
Makes a cut. Makes a cut.
and what about, I liked Schwartzel last year. I think Oosthuizen is good enough to do it. He played well for three rounds. Well, he played well except for a couple bad breaks on the front nine last week. Is this a guy that could he bounce back this weekend and be there? Which I'll give you his. Where do you think Oosthuizen ends up?
I'll say make the cut again. I'm not, you know, last week was very, you know, it was nice to see him play well again, but again, it was 1 week. We'll see. I mean, yeah, what he did at the British Open, you can never take away from him. And that week, I'll never forget how many people said that he has the best swing in the world. And, you know, all of a sudden he was going to be the next big thing. He hasn't really done much since, but yeah, he definitely has the talent. And, I'd like to see a little more consistency from him.
Alex, most beautiful golf course you've ever seen, you've ever stepped foot on working for Golf Digest?
Augusta National.
It is here.
Fair enough.
It is.
I mean, it's spectacular, and it's just, you know, TV doesn't even do it justice. I mean, Pebble Beach is amazing too, but it's different because you do have the ocean and everything right there. But in terms of just the course, I mean, Augusta National is. It's amazing. It's breathtaking. It really is.
Alex, we appreciate the extended time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Enjoy the golf tournament, and hopefully we can do this again. And let's see if our picks can bring it home on Sunday and enjoy the Easter Sunday.
Yeah, sure. Good luck, guys. Thanks a lot. And yeah, enjoy the golf yourself. It should be a great week.
Oh, I love it. Alex Myers, Golf Digest and golfdigest.com. Daddy?
You get more into the golf majors and the as far as our buddies go, and a lot of them get into the Masters. You're one that the tennis majors and the golf majors, you really love those weekends.
Now, golf way ahead of tennis, but I don't mind watching tennis.
Right. I'm just saying those are events you take note of and really get involved. I mean, you like them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And I love because it's the first major.
I watch sports, though.
It's the first major of the year.
I watch most all sports. I even made sure I caught a little bit of the Nabisco, mm-hmm. the women's golf tournament on Sunday when they were bringing it home missing 1 foot putts so I could feel better about myself. Bowling, you know.
We love it.
I like watching sports like that. The women getting ready. They're third. They're getting ready to go next week. Big time.
They're going to watch the Masters first, though.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. When we come back, Daddy and I make our Masters selections. Hold your breath. Oh, my God, it's after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own, and we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis Virtual Office makes more sense than ever. A Regis Virtual Office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own. an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio. It's the beginning of a new era in St. Louis as the Cardinals start the defense of their title on opening night. Opening night.
Greg Scott home, and the Cardinals are World Series champions.
It begins in Miami against Jose Reyes and the Marlins.
Jose Reyes.
The Cardinals and Marlins, today at 6 on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Next time you go to the Tri-City Storm game, remember, you can post an ESPN Radio Superstation Super Tweet. And the best tweets, in addition to showing up on the big screen, big screen, might earn an ESPN or Doug and Daddy Tweesh, T-shirt. ESPN Superstation Super Tweets on Twitter. Go to @Tri-City Storm.
No hyphen between Tri and City.
Tri-City Storm. One word. Tri-City Storm.
ESPN Radio Superstation Super Tweet.
As cloudy conditions continue through the day today, we'll also see some scattered shower activity around the area with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds out of the northeast will stay from around 10 to 20. For tonight, we'll see lingering clouds and a low at 46. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Gee, I wonder who voted yesterday in the ESPN Rewards Club poll. 90% took Baylor to win, 10% took Notre Dame. Thanks for voting, folks. Should the NBA add a year to its draft age rule? What does that mean?
Instead of 1 year of college, they got to go to 2 years of college. Anthony Davis would be around next year.
Sullinger has announced he is leaving Ohio State to go to the NBA. You're thinking six guys from Kentucky are leaving?
That's what they're saying. It's wild, isn't it?
Folks, get on there. Get your points for the ESPN Rewards Club. Should the NBA change its draft age rule so that you can't do the one and done? You can do that. Accumulate your points. You can get golf balls. You can get food. You can get pizza. You can get so much more. It's going on at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You pulled up something very interesting because you were interested in the official world golf rankings. When you're running these guys down.
Research, but go ahead. Show prep.
There you go. There you go. When you're running these guys down and you're thinking, that guy's really good, like, say, Padraig Harrington. Then you find out Padraig Harrington's 96 in the world. I mean, when you came up with Brett Wetterich, who I think is a household name as far as golfers go. He is 300th in the world. There's people listed, KT Kim.
How about Stuart Sink? That was the one that shocked me. He always does well at the Masters, and he's one of those steady guys, but you haven't heard much. I mean, he won the British Open just a couple seasons ago, and now what did I say? He was 161st or something psychotic like that. Are you kidding me?
KT Kim was the one that stood out to me in the top 50. He's 42nd in the world out of Korea. Now, maybe he doesn't come over and play the Baesang Moon that's playing with Tiger, 30th in the world. I mean, there's some very, very obviously talented people, but names you're not well acquainted with over there. But, okay, Douglas, we're going to do a little Masters draft. We're going to, obviously, we have a little something on it. We didn't have anything on it.
Hold on. Let's flip a coin. You call.
Heads?
It's heads, so you get to go first.
Well,
what we're going to do is we're going to pick five people. What do we got on this? We got lunch on this?
Yeah, let's do lunch.
Okay, low three scores, double for the dark horse.
Yep, low three scores, and if you're
dark. 1.5 times the dark horse, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Obviously, I'm going to take Tiger first.
Okay, Tony takes Tiger, so I've got to cross him off. should know right away who can kick. Now, remember, folks, Dustin Johnson, he's withdrawn, and nobody takes his place. The field is now 96 at the Masters, which makes it divisible by three. How cool is that?
There you go.
You don't have two.
No one has to play by themselves.
I've always found that kind of odd. And I guess, boy, you could plan it out to have groups of threesome, then all of a sudden Johnson withdraws. But don't forget, Masters coverage, 1 o'clock every day here on ESPN beginning tomorrow. Today they got the par 3 contest. Okay. There's so many choices here. I just don't know who you're going to take next. So I am going to take Rory McIlroy.
No surprise there. I would come right back at you and take Phil.
Damn. See, I didn't know.
See, the first
I think if I'd have taken Phil, you'd have taken Rory.
Yes, you're absolutely right
so
on that.
So you got Woods and Mickelson. That's a good start. Okay, well, you kind of take a look at those world rankings, and I mean, I don't think you can go wrong anywhere here, but I'm going to take Lee Westwood.
Oh, Westwood.
I'm going to take Lee Westwood.
Well,
because I think he plays the course okay. He's learned the course.
Give me the number one player in the world.
Yeah, that's
Luke
why
Donald.
I didn't take Luke Donald. I still think he struggles at this course, so I'm going to go with him. Now is where you get a little crazy out there. Who do you want to take? Who you want to take a flyer on? Since some of those guys, I get away from those first timers. I scratch. If you're playing it for the first time, yeah, maybe once in a while somebody does something, but I just don't see that happen. So I'm going to take a safe pick here, and I'm going to take Steve Stricker.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here. I'm going to take KJ Choi, who seems to be on the leaderboard every year, and 41 years of age.
Okay, you go with that. This guy was number one in the world, and I just can't take him because he's never made the cut here. So I want to see if you take him. You said Keimer, and I just can't take him. That's just it. When do these guys that are always on the leaderboard end up not being on the leaderboard anymore? I have to take my man, Justin Rose.
Nice.
I'm taking Rose in the four hole. Justin Rose.
Boy, you're just throwing a dart now. Mayhem played so well. I mean, obviously winning last week, looked total control of his game. He's climbed up all the way to what in the world? Fourth in the world?
Yeah.
Still, though, do I go with our guy that said Van Pelt, or do I go with somebody just pulling a name out? You know what?
You still get a dark horse.
That's fine.
We'll say our dark horse has to be outside of the top 25 in the world.
Okay, that's...
So Peter Hansen is 25th. But you got your fifth pick, so you can still take kind of whoever you want now.
You know what? I'm gonna stay in the top 25, and I'm going to go Jason Day from South Africa, who's played very well a year ago, I think finishing third or fourth. South African.
That is interesting, and you get down to so many good ones here. I guess I've been talked out of Matt Kuchar. So I'm not going to take him. And I'm going to take Adam Scott as my fifth.
No. Oh, God!
I'm going to take Adam Scott.
It was between Day and Adam Scott. They were together last year on the leaderboard. That's interesting. Very, very interesting.
And you know the problem is, I don't think any of those five guys I've picked are going to win it.
I'm McIlroy. McIlroy's got a great chance, I think.
You've got Tiger Phil and the number one guy in the world. How in the world did I just draft this? Okay, it's dark horse time. You only get one dark horse, and I got about four of them here. Who are you going to take?
Oh.
We didn't take Jim Furyk, by the way. Nobody took Furyk.
My dark horse. I got to go with one of those foreign guys. Old Zabel is always there. I mean, he's on that leaderboard. Cabrera, always there. I'm going to go with Paul Casey.
God, where is he ranked?
I don't know. Is he in the top 25? I didn't look at the...
Nope, he's 38.
Wow, okay.
That's a solid pick. I remember I took Alvaro Quiros last year, and he went down in flames. See this, Sangmun Bae. Here's a guy that did well, and he's all come out of nowhere. First timer. I got to scratch him out. Some other names I've got wrote down. Can't take Keimer anymore because he's in the top 25, isn't
Where's
he?
Where's Oosthuizen?
Oosthuizen is 27th. Okay. I'm thinking of it's down to Oosthuizen, Zach Johnson. I'm going to tell you what. Webb Simpson, he's 10th, and I just couldn't take him. Ross Fisher, I found I got some knowledge on Ross Fisher, would be way, way out there. And Miguel Angel Jimenez plays three good rounds at the Masters every year. It's that fourth round. It could be the second round, he misses the cut. It could be the third round, so he's out of contention, or he's on the front page of the leaderboard and shoots 76 the last day. I always go with Jimenez, and he finished 8th last year. He had such a great year. Haven't heard so much about him this year. So my flyer, God, I'm going to take the advice. I'm going to take Ross Fisher. That is way off the mark. He's like 120th or something in the world. But
okay.
I got it. A little birdie told me Ross Fisher. I'm taking Ross Fisher.
Yeah, you're looking down all these names. No one is saying a word about a smallerish guy from the land north of us in Canada. Mike Weir has put this. He's put the jacket on before.
Won't even make the cut.
Okay, that's another lunch. Weir
won't make the cut.
Won't make cut.
Weir won't. And I'm nothing against Mike Weir. Won't make the cut. Tom Watson. See, here's where the course comes into play. If it was playing hard, Watson probably makes the cut.
But when it's soft, the ball will check up in the fairway, and when Tiger is hitting a 7 or 8 iron, 9 iron,
when
Watson's going
to might not get you to the weekend.
Watson's going to blade a 3 iron in there hot.
Folks, I think we've done our job here today. And anything else for you, big fella?
No, I'm fired up. It's Masters. It's always a great time of the year. Hopefully that rain will stay away. Now, remember, they've got the irrigation deal under every one of the 18 greens. They're going to be able to dry those greens out. So if it rains in the middle of the night and they want the greens to be fast, it's not like it's going to slow them. I mean, the stimp meter, whatever it runs, if it runs a 15, they're not going to go, oh, wait a minute, it's an 8. It's changed that much. No. It's the Masters. They've got the best technology in the world.
Nebraska baseball, a winner last night. Got a good pitching performance. Shutout at Kansas State. And Cash Kilkowski, one of the guys that led the way at the plate, 6-0. He had a kid making his first start last night in Tyler King. I think that's a positive. Iowa comes in this weekend. Nebraska has to get a series win. Would like to get 3, but got to get 2.
They had to get that taste out of their mouth at Northwestern, though, and they got it. It's over. Forget it. Move on. You got it in Northwestern. I can't believe. Whatever. They got a win last night. A lot of season left. Let's take care of Iowa.
Tomorrow,
we got Iowa baseball coach on, by the way.
Jack Dom will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is among our guests as we keep you up to date on what's going on at the Masters and a whole lot more as our weekend progresses. We're going to talk Fauner Park as they get into the Easter weekend. Steve Anderson will track him down and all that coming up this week. On the Doug and Daddy Show, we want to thank UNK softball coach Holly Carnes for joining us on the program today with our Loper Link and Alex Myers from Golf Digest to give us his thoughts on the Masters, which tees up tomorrow morning at Augusta. If there are no more weather delays, the first group to go off, Craig Stadler, Tim Clark, Brendan Steele, they tee off at 6:50 in the morning Eastern time tomorrow. Tiger goes at 9:35, Phil in the last group at 12:50.
And split them up. Tiger go out the next day, Friday in the afternoon. So, hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.